The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Come on and join me. We're going to play a game today. Okay? Have a seat on the steps, because I'm going to have to go get the things that we need to play for the game. Hopefully you got some neat things planned for your mothers today. Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit. But, like I said, I'm going to trust you today, okay? I am going to trust you because I'm going to ask you in a minute to close your eyes and listen. All right? So, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you to close your eyes, and you're going to listen, and you're going to try to see if you can tell me what the sound is. Okay? And what I would like for you to do is when you know what that sound is, raise your hand. Okay? All right, so let me go get the goodies here. All right. So you ready for the first one? All right. Close your eyes and let's see if you can figure this sound out. What is it? It's a jingle bell. That's right. All right. So you got that one. That's pretty good. All right. Let's listen for the next one. Close your eyes. Yes. What is it? I brought a train in here? No, I just brought the whistle. Okay. It sounds like a train. All right. Okay. One more. One more. Close your eyes. Ah, saw some people peeking. All right, you got to listen carefully for this one, so everybody's got to be quiet. Yes, what do you think it is? A bird sound. What? A little baby chick, that's right. Okay, so now why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Our gospel lesson says that Jesus knows his sheep, and they hear my voice. What's really interesting about a shepherd and sheep is they do know their shepherd's voice. Matter of fact, if you were to have like two flocks out here and one shepherd would try to go get that other flock, he would call them and they wouldn't come because they don't know his voice. But when he calls his own flock, they come right to him. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Now, here's where I'm going to tie it into Mother's Day. My sister-in-law, who's no longer with us, Betty Carmichael, had this wonderful trait. We would go visit them and to see my nephew and niece, and they would usually be playing down the street with their friends, and she would walk to the door when we got there, put her fingers between her lips, and whistle. And let me tell you something, that was a whistle. It would fill this entire place. And sure enough, a few minutes later, here comes Sean and Shannon, my nephew and niece, back home. They knew when they heard that whistle that it was time to come home. And I've yet to find anybody that can whistle like she could. Jesus loves us that much. But how do you know that voice? How did you know these things that we had up here, these sounds? You've heard them before, right? And you thought about them. And you learned about them. That's what Jesus talks about. That's how we know his voice. We come here to hear his voice through his word, through the worship, through baptism that we had celebrated today with you two. We learn all those things here so that when he calls us, we know his voice, because there's plenty of people out there and plenty of things in the world that want to call us. But it's nice to know that we have a shepherd that calls us. And when he calls us, we have Psalm 23. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. I shall not need anything because he's my shepherd." I think that's kind of important that we hear and learn his voice, don't you think? So I hope that you will come here so you can hear him call. You can hear him talk to him. That you can hear and learn his voice so that you know when he calls. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being the voice that we hear in the world. Thank you for calling us and for giving us the wonderful blessings and gifts that you give us and the gift of eternal life that you won for us in Easter. Help us to continue to seek you out, to come to this place, to hear your voice, and to know what that voice means for us. Amen. Thank you all. Have a good day.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel lesson this morning is full of opportunity. It actually starts off with an opportunity to give worship, to give thanks to God, and to give worship. It starts out that Jesus and his disciples are at the temple. They're under the porch area. It's called the Portico of Solomon. It's wintertime, and it was probably fairly nasty weather. They have weather like we do in the wintertime, and think of the drizzly, cold, wet rain that comes down during that time of the year. Their weather's similar, so that's probably where they were. But Jesus takes that opportunity to give thanks and praise to God. They're at the temple. It is in the middle of a festival. It's called the Festival of the Dedication. And what that festival was about was that in 168 BC, the king that was ruling Palestine was of Greek origins, a Seleucid king, and he was starting to change all the practices and laws of the Palestinian, or of the Jews. And they did not like it because he was starting to put Greek gods into the temple. He was practicing Greek rituals and making the people practice Greek rituals. And the people rebelled. And it's called the Maccabean Rebellion. And they followed a fellow by the name of Judah Maccabee. And they actually won. The Jews actually won. They kicked the Greeks out of Israel. And so for a short time, they had home rule. Until the Romans came in. But during that time then, they rededicated the place of the temple and gave it back to God and turned their thoughts back to God, and they gave him thanks for delivering them out of the hands of their enemies. And so that's what, it's basically the Independence Day of that time period for the Hebrew people. It's still celebrated today, except it goes by a different name. It goes by the name of Hanukkah. So that's what they were celebrating at that time, that eight-day festival. But it was a time to celebrate. It was a time to give thanks. It was an opportunity to worship God. And Jesus takes the opportunity of being there. He's under the porch, under the portico, and his disciples are there. And I imagine a lot of other pilgrims are there, a lot of other people who were there to give worship and praise and thanks and celebrate this festival season. And so I'm sure Jesus was out there teaching and talking to people and blessing them and maybe even healing a few folks. But then the religious leaders also saw an opportunity, not necessarily to give thanks and praise and worship to God, but they saw an opportunity to discredit Jesus, to be able to arrest him for heresy or to discredit him in front of all these other people right here in the temple. And so they approach Jesus and ask him, "Tell us plainly, are you the Messiah?" And it was a trap, because if Jesus would have said yes, well, they would have arrested him right there for blasphemy. But Jesus doesn't answer in that way. What he says is, I have said it before, and you haven't done anything to me at that point. And the things that I do, the signs that you see, the healings, the miracles, all that that I have done, testify to the fact that I and the Father are one. But yet you don't believe, and that's because you do not belong to my flock. My flock, my sheep, know my voice, and I am their good shepherd. We have a lot of opportunities in our life, and they present themselves in a number of different ways throughout our days. I mean, we have opportunities to be in school, opportunities to in work. We have opportunities just in our home life with our families. And many times we do seize those opportunities, and they're great that we seize the opportunities. Other times we just let those opportunities slide for one reason or another. But we always have opportunities. We have that chance to do something, to take care of things, to find something great. We also have the opportunity, for instance, this weekend, today, we have the opportunity to give thanks to our moms, to think about all the different things that moms have done for us, that moms were always there, maybe to cook for us, to tuck us in at night, to give us the things that we need, also to even teach us and to teach us in the way of behaving and doing right. I know my mom probably struggled with that a little bit. But to show us how to live and how to be a decent person. And so we have that opportunity today to give our mothers thanks and to honor them. Of course, we can do that every single day. Every day that we see them, we can give them thanks. But today is a special day because we give them honor today. We remember, we are reminded who our parents are. We also have the opportunity, like Jesus did, to come into worship, to give thanks and praise to God always, to do what God calls us to do. And Jesus does call us. Sometimes, you know, in life, we don't ever know which way we're going to go. But I tell you what, in life, we know how it ends. We know how our story ends. We know that ending. We know that story of Jesus and that promise of eternal life. We hear it once again here in this gospel lesson. No one can snatch them out of my hand. We know how our story ends. But the thing is we don't always know the middle of our story. We know how our story began. We know where we have been. But we don't always know what's going to crop up in our life. And so we have worries. We have troubles. We think about things. We're anxious about other things. We just read the Psalm 23 this morning as well then too. And with Jesus as our good shepherd, it paints that picture of who the good shepherd is. The good shepherd makes sure that the flock has plenty to eat, they have good water to drink, and they have a place to sleep at night. Christ provides everything for us in our faith. The good shepherd is here for us. He promises also to protect us always. And so when we see opportunities sometimes to do ministry, to actually follow Christ and do the things that Christ did and calls us to do, sometimes those things are scary. We don't want to do it. We don't think we're qualified. Sometimes we think, well, people are going to make fun of us. Other times we think we're going to fail, and so we don't seize the opportunity, and that opportunity is lost. There's always an opportunity to do ministry. There's always someone who needs our help. There's always someone who needs a kind word. Maybe just a smile every once in a while to somebody who looks like they need a smile. We have opportunities constantly to follow Christ, to be here on this earth and to do the things that he has called us to do. Christ is our good shepherd. Christ is the one who calls us, and we can hear his voice, and we know his voice, and we follow him. Christ says, come, follow me. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.